This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a movie coming out in a couple of weeks that's getting some buzz. Baseball fans will know what it's about as soon as I give you the title. 42, just the number. Jackie Robinson's jersey number, in fact. The marketing campaign is gearing up, including a tie-in with Marriott, the hotel chain. It's paired up with Warner Brothers to be the film's official hotel partner. Free tickets and other enticements to attract minorities to join the Marriott Loyalty Rewards Program. We got Wesley Mars, the film critic at Grantland, on the line to try to put it into context for us. Hey, Wesley.
Hey, Kai. How's it going?
It's going all right, but I have to tell you, I cannot quite figure this movie out. Maybe it's just me, but Marriott and a movie about Jackie Robinson, make that connection for me.
There isn't a connection. I mean, I guess Jackie Robinson at some point, you know, was on the road a lot when he was playing, but I don't think he was staying in a Marriott for any number of reasons. That's not a slight against Marriott. It's just, you know, the time at the time.
Yeah. Let's back up for a minute, though, Wesley, and set the stage a bit. It's kind of amazing that there has not yet been, as they say, a biopic about Jackie Robinson made yet.
Just for the record, I hate that word. I hate, okay. You know, it's a necessary word, I guess, but, and you said it right, too. It's not biopic.
Do people actually say biopic?
People say that. No, like right. It's a field of study or something.
Anyway, one has not been made.
No, and partly that's due to the fact that the rights have been held on to for so long. You know, Jackie Robinson's widow, Rachel, she just held on to it for any number of reasons, but one of them was just the sanctity of it, of their story, and she just refused to relinquish the rights.
What are we to make of the fact that Warner Brothers is not talking at all about his partnership with Marriott? I mean, that kind of speaks volumes.
I don't know. I mean, that's sort of the worrying part. I mean, it would seem to me that it would be an opportunity for them to say, hey, we love what Marriott does. We love, you know, their interest in Jackie Robinson. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would like to know what they think the relationship between these two things is. And so without anybody saying anything, you're just left to speculate. And this speculation to me, as it does you, leads you down these cynical roads.
So do you think this is going to work at all? I mean, is it going to actually get more people involved in the Marriott, more minorities and people of color involved in the Marriott's reward program or not?
I just wonder, like, does Marriott have a minority problem?
Right.
I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I know they have a diversity commitment and they're right. interested in multiculturalism in the way that all corporations say they are. I just don't know. I don't know if you're a black person sitting around saying, hey, I can go to Marriott now because they like Jackie Robinson. I mean, Jackie Robinson is like, you know, there's nobody. It's like he's like air. Like there's nobody who doesn't like Jackie Robinson. I just don't think this is something that sort of would distinguish Marriott from any other corporation.
Right. Wesley Morris, he covers films and a whole bunch more at Grantland. Wesley, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot, Kai. Have a great weekend.
You too.